The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen Sept. 20, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant received a telephone call from a party identifying as TELUS, offering a new deal on telephone services. When the male caller requested a credit card number and driver's license identification, the complainant became suspicious that they were involved in a fraudulent situation and provided no information. Query of the phone call indicated it originated in South Carolina. Police advised complainant to register with Equifax in order to avoid future fraudulent activity. Asterisk Sept. 23, 1100 block of Ferguson Road. Complainant reported their locked vehicle, parked in the parkade, had been broken into sometime overnight. Items stolen include a GPS stand and a gold and garnet necklace valued at $114. Thieves entered the vehicle by breaking the door lock. Witnesses had observed a suspicious silver Mercedes, without front plates, speed through the parkade. This was confirmed by surveillance video. Sept. 23, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had received information from the bank that a male impersonating the complainant had withdrawn $2,400 from their account in a branch of a bank in Calgary and that an investigation of the fraud had been launched. Complainant advised to contact Calgary police as the fraud occurred in their jurisdiction. Sept. 24, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a theft in progress. Police attended and located the suspects leaving the store with the items. The suspects were arrested and transported to police headquarters, where one of the individuals was released without charges and the other was released with a promise to appear in court at a future date and a no-go to the store. Sept. 24, 1700 block of 56 H Street. Complainant reported the theft, sometime overnight, of a catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in an ungated underground parkade. Police attended and observed that the converter had been sawn off by a mechanical saw. No witnesses or video surveillance available. Ladner asterisk Sept. 19, 9600 block of River Road. A business contacted police to report the theft of wiring valued at $500 from a shipping container that was in the process of being converted to office space. The unit had been left unlocked and nothing else of value stolen. Complainant advised they were reporting the theft for documentation purposes. Police advised the complainant to consider installing security systems and cameras. Asterisk Sept. 19, 4700 block of River Road. Complainant reported they had been contacted by a person indicating they were an employee of TELUS, requesting information. The complainant provided their SIN number and credit card information before realizing they were the victim of fraud. No transactions had occurred on their credit card. Complainant advised to contact bank to cancel credit cards, and also to contact Service Canada and Equifax indicating the fraud had occurred. Police also informed the complainant of other sophisticated scams. Asterisk Sept. 21, 4800 block of Georgia Street. Complainant reported the bike storage locker at their residential building had been broken into sometime overnight. The storage door had been pried open and 6 bicycles stolen. The complainant's bike is described as a gray Cannondale CX Ultra. File number provided for other residents to report the loss of their bikes. Locker visible from the street and easily accessible. A resident indicated they had heard a truck idling in front of the building in the middle of the night. Asterisk Sept. 23, 4900 block of 57 A Street. Complainant reported the rear license plate stolen from their vehicle. Investigation indicated that an earlier query in Kelowna found the plate attached to another vehicle which had failed to stop for RCMP. This file is under investigation in Kelowna. Complainant advised to surrender front plate to ICBC and obtain new license plates. Asterisk Sept. 25, HQ 4450 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had replied to a Craigslist advertisement selling a dump trailer for $2,000. The complainant transferred $2,000 as directed to an eBay account through a Petro Canada ATM in Sawa Sen and a further $1,000 for shipping insurance. When the ATM receipts came back as Bitcoin transfers, the complainant realized they had been the victim of fraud. Police requested copies of the emails and screenshots of the ATM receipts in order to commence a fraud investigation.